73 to town. Have a good commute. And catch you later, or eventually be.
Okay, John, have a nice day. N2EB and 2ZEB, clear and listening. N2PPN, N2PPN, N2ZEB.
N2ZEB, N2PPN.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. How are you?
Doing okay. I don't want to have to do any more shoveling, though.
Aw, come on. Shoveling makes a man out of you.
Well, if that's the case, then I am all man.
Okay. So when did you do your shoveling? Early, late, after it was slush?
I was out from noon to 2. I waited till it softened up. It was slushy. I got most of it up with the snowblower. But the ice underneath, I had to salt, let it sit there a while, then scrape it up. Had to dig a drainage trench in the street so that I didn't have a lake in front of my driveway. Lots of fun.
Well, welcome to the pleasures of home ownership.
Yeah, and there had been a fairly decent sized mound just to the downhill side of my driveway. In the street. I went after that with a pickaxe and shovel to knock that down so that he could start melting down a little bit faster.
Oh, look at you, like the old prospector with the pickaxe and shovel.
Yeah, you needed the pickaxe to break up that that mound a little bit. Didn't get decked to the ground, but I left it with only about, I would say, 2 to 3 inches of height.
I guess that's better than the mound of snow that my neighbor left, pushed up behind the Toyota, that's still, to this day, about 3.5 feet high, maybe, yeah, about 3.5 feet high, by about, maybe 4 feet thick.
Well, think of it this way. It gives you a nice barrier so that no one is going to slam into your car from the rear.
That's the way I look at it. It's just like I've got a bumper protector back there.
Yes, the only problem would come if a snowplow decides to come down the street and try to get rid of that. And it doesn't see the Toyota on the other side of it.
That won't happen. The snowplows never come anywhere near the curbs on my block.
Yeah, they can't do it by my house either because people park right next to my driveway. The whole block is empty except for the cars right on either side of my driveway.
Then you know what you have to do, don't you?
Ask them not to spark. I'm tired of it.
Start parking your cars there. Then when they don't have that spot, they'll find a new spot. And then just before the snowstorm hits, you pull your cars back into your driveway.
Actually, what I really would love to do is plow the snow on either side, the 10 feet into the street that I have to clean, and just pile it on their car.
You can do that too. Or just when you clear your driveway out, just send it into the spots on either side of the driveway. So that you also will have a protection for your driveway.
Well, that's the mound that I tried to knock down.
Why? Why would you do that? It's making it easier for park.
The other day, my wife decided to park temporarily by the curb, and the mountain wasn't tall enough for her to see, yet it was tall enough that when she went over it, she got hung up on it. The entire right side of the car was in midair, except for what was on the snow. The wheels were not touching, either front or back.
And what was the outcome of all of this?
Called Ford, and I have free roadside service, and Ford sent a note, I think it was a flatbed, the way she described it. The flatbed hooked up, lifted her up, and pulled her off.
Gotta love it.
And the only thing it cost, she gave the driver a tip, because Ford paid for it.
Loving it.
But in the meantime, I get the hysterical phone calls, and I'm in Manhattan. What am I going to do for you?
Just say, uh-huh.
How far are you in the commute?
Not far at all. Haven't even gotten to the four-laner yet.
Okay, in that case, I'll let you know about the only slow spots I've encountered. Just going into the trench, for some reason, everyone's dropping their speed. And then there's the usual in Elmhurst by Queens Boulevard.
Kew Gardens interchange?
No, Queens Boulevard up on the LIE.
Usual indecision between Gaga and non-Gaga.
I took Gaga today, and I think I made the wrong decision. I think the main line might be running a bit faster.
It is what it is. You're ahead of the game anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'll get there in plenty of time.
I haven't heard from Skeeby. I guess he squirreled away all weekend long trying to get rid of whatever that bug was that he contracted.
I haven't spoken to him in a couple of days, you know, in about a week ago, so I didn't know that he was sick.
Yeah, sick.
Flu-like symptoms?
I don't know, he said he thought it might have been like a stomach thing. He wasn't 100% sure, but we didn't delve into it much past that.
Okay. Well, if you speak to him this morning, after I get off the radio, tell him I hope he's feeling better.
Yeah, school's back, definitely back.
Yeah, the traffic is normal for this hour. Coming up to Maurice, which means I should be entering one of the noisy zones.
Yes, you're noisy.
As long as I spot every day, I put my equipment.
Noisy spots start depending upon what you got from Woodhaven Boulevard until either you go up onto the bridge past Maurice and now you're on the elevated section headed towards the Midtown Tunnel, or until you get up onto the Kosciuszko Bridge. So that's the dead section over there.
Which means I should be cleaning up now because I'm climbing the hill.
I miss.
Duh.
So, you're looking forward to working in less than sub-zero temperatures? Not getting down there today?
We'll see where we they send me and dress appropriate.
You probably have to keep various layers of clothes in the trunk of the car since you don't know what kind of conditions you'll be working in. You don't know how many layers to put on in the morning.
I have all that stuff in my locker. And what were these flashing signs over here? Meter on.
I have no idea what that meant. The only place I saw those flashing signs meter on was on the crossover between the LIE and the Northern State. It was on the LIE side.
Interesting.
Was that the not quite normal one?
No, it was not.
Okay, when you say that, you sound just like him.
Okay.
It's either that or he sounds like you when he says it. With that, I'm going to say 7-3, because I'm approaching the toll plaza. And Tuesday, be clear.
Have a good day. Talk to you later. And sleep again.
He's an asshole.
Thank you.
Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
JB2CWC, WB2CMF Mobile, you outfield?
JB2CMF, KD2CWC, good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, Phil. Feels quite warm compared to last week. So 29, 28 on the dashboard. It's dropping, though. We got up, it was 32, now it's 28, so actually now it's 27 by the lake. The lake is completely frozen over. So how'd your PET scan go?
W2SET Mobile, good morning.
WSET Mobile, good morning, Peter. Yeah, PET scan went good. It was a long morning, though. I was there for 4 hours. Delayed 2 hours because they had to wait for the drugs to come. Because that's a radioactive thing that they inject in you. It comes from Jersey, so naturally, yesterday morning was a little tough. Yeah, I was there 4 hours. I'm still tired from it. Okay, Pete, good morning. I'm sure you had a great time. It must have been nice and warm where you were.
Okay, good morning, Phil and Pat. Good morning, and hope you enjoyed some time off last week, Pat, and fine for all your tests there. Glad that it went well for you. And I got in yesterday morning, Miami, so our flights went well. It was going to the flight to Miami, which was 2.5 hours. Then it was 2 hours to Montevideo, Miami, and then coming back from Buenos Aires. Saturday night and yesterday morning was eight and a half hours. Got in here to Miami at 9:45, so we got in very early to Miami at 4:30. I'm parking, getting up, able to sleep for 5 hours on the flight. It was hard, but we got on the flight here and got in. It was a bit of a mess at Kennedy's. We had some cancer where we got in yesterday morning. Pat, beautiful city, beautiful down there, though. I tried to bring the warm summertime temperatures back. Pat?
Stomach virus, so I had to cancel out. I got it yesterday. Naturally pushed back everything. The doctor's appointment now, as soon as I could get it, tonight. But if there's anything seriously wrong, she'll call me this week. Probably hear from Wednesday or Thursday. Over to you, PW2SET Mobile, KD2CWZ.
Hi, KD2CWZ, W2SET Mobile.
All right.
He hasn't been called today for a film. It was bad weather, I know, up here. Just the next day after we had left on the 13th and the 14th, he had bad Valentine's storm. Then Tuesday was another bad one. With high winds, just a real bad weather. And then Saturday, so it was one thing to another. But, yeah, it was wonderful. Both cities, Montevideo and Buenos Aires are beautiful cities, me and Mike. A lot of colonial, buildings from the 1800s, both post-colonial, but, the old Indian, very wide boulevard, especially in Buenos Aires.
Bricks. So, you know, it's not going to get worse. And through. J6 DPZ.
Let's see now. So, and there's a lot of French influence in
you'll get 75-80% of the conversation there, and some days you don't. This is one of those mornings he's not. And we usually tell him that, don't get upset. I don't want to hear dirty purple because that means you're upset. Only kidding, Hal. Pat, are you back in from your coffee or no? Otherwise, Hal, pick it up.
Well, he knows the area that's a marginal area one way or the other. And that's why he should just figure that area, just hold back and then pass through it, and then he'll be solid. How are you doing? Now I'll turn back to the darling purple zombie. I'm very busy, trust me. I'm just trying to get everything straightened out between two ends, but I got both of my apartments rented.
Yes, WB2CMF is back.
Good, Pat.
I picked up, Pat.
Okay, well, I'll say a quick good morning to Hal. Good morning, Phil. I got low on the other side. The 440 coming through.
Yeah, pretty well on the 2 meter side.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you something, and I forgot what I was going to ask you. Are you finished backing up all your drives or no? I know you said you had five of them yesterday. Hopefully you did, in between shoveling up the slush. That's what I did when I got back. I didn't get back from the cancer place until almost 11:30, I think. Yeah, my whole morning was shot with that PET scan. Over to you, Hal. K6DPZ, KD2CWC in the group.
KCWC, K6DPZ. Yeah, good morning, Pat. I just ran out there. I got to get back. I was supposed to make a delivery of a piece of furniture between 8 and 12. So I got to stay around and not go to Richmond Hill this morning. I'll swap it around for later. So I'm going to run and grab get a coffee here and bring it, take it back with me, gentlemen. Go ahead and pick it back up. I hope I'm getting in. K6DPZ Mobile.
K6DPZ WB2CMF. Loud and clear. I'll probably be gone by the time you get back, so 7-3.
Here's to you. Have a good day.
I did finish all my laptop backups. So I had 4 or 5 laptops all backed up. So that little 1 terabyte drive worked out good. You know, it's actually a nice drive. I may go back and get another one for $54. That wasn't bad. So, I'm also backing up the computers at work over here. You know, I'm on a 3-month cycle of when I like to back up everyone's computers. I got one more to go. So, it was backup week.
Ah, that's good. Yeah, at least you got most of them done. My two partitions are all backed up. Maybe next one I'll do is Cheryl's laptop. So right now she's down because she needs. Well, we're hoping it's the power supply and not that board. And she's gonna have to wait. She wants to order one that's prime because it will come faster. And I said, you know, she's asking me what I think, and I said, you know, it's up to you. It's your choice. Either way, if it's no good, you're only losing $10. You know, but I like the one I had picked out because it had less negative reviews than the one she picked out. WB2CMF, KD2CWC. Over to you, Pat.
Okay, KD2CWC, WB2CMF Mobile. But, you know, she really has to keep the kids off of it. You know, they yanked the wire, you know. Better hope that it's not the jack itself. That particular laptop is a real, you know, bear to replace. I know we have the parts. We were going to do it the last time. But let's hope it's just the power supply. Anyway, well, I will make a correction. Last week I said that, you know, the Linux machine over here worked, took updates and broke something. That wasn't true. It did take updates, but so did Windows. The Windows server took an update, changed the setting in the firewall, and blocked the Linux machine from talking to the license server. So in the end, it turned out not to be Linux. It was, of course, Windows. Anyway, I'm at the front door. I'll say 732, everyone. Peter, you're probably back, so I'll say 732 to you. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. This is WB2, CMF Mobile. Clear on your final.
Later. Maybe if I don't fall asleep, I'll give you a call tonight. Well, who knows? Anything goes. You never know. And Peter, I'm sure you're probably back. You're probably in a better spot now. So why don't you take it? W2SET Mobile, KB2CWZ. 73, Pat.
Okay, Pat, yeah, 73.
So used to the cold, you know, you get to 40 degrees and you think time for the short sleeve shirt. It's amazing how you get acclimated to it. Over to you, Pete.
Delta, Papa Zulu.
Hey, Hal's back. Okay, how you doing, Hal? Turn it right over to you. And, yeah, I know, because when I got out of the airport, and it took a little while because there were ground crews at Kennedy that couldn't get there earlier in the morning. So when we got in at 9:40, we were actually 10 minutes early, scheduled for 9:15 on American. And we had to sit and wait for about 15 minutes until the ground crew came over to, move the ramp over onto the plane. So pilot did mention there was a lot of difficulty earlier and the flights have been canceled early on. My friend who's planned this trip, his wife flew from Bogota, Colombia earlier, probably at the 7:30 time or 8 o'clock or something, and she had a rough landing. So, and then it was, yeah, warm. It was like, 42 yesterday, whatever, and everything was melting, and I thought it was a pretty nice day. So, but yeah, it was rough when we landed and they opened that door. Oh boy, 32 degrees at the time. It was like, oh God. And it was just a real nice, dry, very little humidity down in Montevideo, Buenos Aires. But we had one stormy day and evening Wednesday of last week. And then the next day was beautiful. Hal, over to you.
Peter, I didn't mean to climb on you, but you were so weak. And I hope you take my apology. Yeah, I'm just going back toward the house. I'm supposed to deliver some furniture today. I'll go to Richmond Hill later. And I'll tell you, it's cold, but it's clear. So at least we got the positives. The air station, pick it up. Keep six. Darling, purple zombies.
Okay, Hal. All right. Yeah, babysitting, waiting for the furniture. At least they give you some kind of a time span. I'm sure you and I both remember the days when they just said, be home all day. Days of thankfully were over. Over to you, Pete.
The Jews put them in your oven. Their smelly and their curly hair is really disgusting, and they're fucking cheap, and they're fucking Jews fucking up the whole world, responsible for fucking everyone over. Fuck the Jews.
All right, very good, Phil and Hal. Yeah, it's just that you weren't in the conversation, Hal, so when you came in, you were not involved in the CUSO, so I if I was weak, I wasn't having any direct effect on you, but no problem. I'm just going to bow out from that area from now on. It's just not, a good area for those 2 miles. But anyhow, what I was trying to say, which you lost before, was there's quite a bit of French influence in Argentina, and I just have to read up more on the history because I know there was a problem with the British trying to invade at one point, and I think that France was in control. But they had a big, there's the airport, a big display of Charles de Gaulle's 50th anniversary last year, 2014, of coming to Buenos Aires and parade ceremony. So the power again back in France in the mid-50s, I guess, and a pretty big deal. And that was kind of interesting. Place and everything. Flights were all good, and easy in and out of airports down there as well. Phil, over to you.
Jews, kill all the fucking Jews, kill all the fucking Jews.
I'm seeing a couple of snowflakes here. Surprising, I didn't think we were supposed to get anything. So it is cloudy here, so who knows? Like I said, everything's back to normal today. Gonna see some school there. Vacation's over for everybody. Hal, pick it up.
Okay, very good. I'm just almost back to QTH. I'll tell you, I've got the new tower ordered. It should be in tomorrow. And I see, very interesting. It's 20 feet above the roof, and it's a very strong tower. It's a quite tower. It's not a tripod that couldn't handle the weight and the wind.
All right, good, Hal. Very good. Glad you got the power up and everything. And there are some flakes coming down, by the way. There was just a slight little, like, dusting of snow when I left, just shortly ago. So it's just going to be cold. I haven't heard of any precipitation or anything for this week. We'll just have to bear with some more cold as long as it's not snowing and all that. I know we don't want to lose that at this point anymore. Days till take it off for a spring break. And some districts have already started to do that. Because Boston is a whole different story, right? In Massachusetts. It's a whole different ball game. We were following the weather down there on CNN and they had satellite TV at both the hotel in Montevideo and the apartment, and it was just, looking at the cold and all the weather. I was glad to be down there, even if it was just for a week. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, Pete. W2SET Mobile, KD2CW. Yeah, they're still in the middle of their summer over there, so I'm sure that was nice. It's funny, I was talking to my sister-in-law. She's down in Florida. Well, it's a little cool. It's like 50s and 60s. Yeah, great. Thanks for rubbing it in. Right now, I'm happy when it gets above freezing just to try to melt some of this stuff. I'm happy most of the stuff that came up down over the weekend. It was a nice sunny day yesterday, so a lot of it melted. The stuff all before it, that's going to take a month to melt. And that's, providing we get some warm days. Over to you, Hal.
Very good, K6TPZ. Yeah, Pete, the first tower came down. They'll be putting up another tower. So it'll be up by the end of the week. And this one's twice as high and twice as big. And it will not break. I should have never put a tripod up that I had used for my other beams. But you live and learn. And this one ran about 2K, so it's a pretty sophisticated structure. It looks like an oil well.
Oh, that's good. Okay, very good. It'll be much more sturdy than for the antenna there, and sounds good. It's amazing you're able to do this in the middle of the winter, Usually, I wouldn't think of even touching anything, an outside antenna until April at the earliest. So, that sounds good. As long as I can get to work all right and that the roads are clear and not icy, that's all I care about. But I sure didn't miss down in South America. Yeah, it's very strange to me, because it's like, August, like early August for them. And if you look in the stores, it was very interesting. You saw advertising for fall clothes and fall colors. So as we're approaching our spring, they're going to be getting into their fall, and it's like just so such a weird sensation. I have to think so opposite, down there. Phil, over to you.
Hey, Pete. Al, I didn't realize you lost yet that tripod. I wasn't on last week, naturally, because my brother was off. When did it fall down?
Last week. I was up for 1 week and the big storm, and luckily I didn't lose the whole antenna array. The way it fell, I had the tripod rotator, KH3 and KH3 beam, and a 2-meter beam, 440 beam, and an omnidirectional on top of that. And the way it came down, right parallel, the reflector of the big beam, parallel to the roof. So the antennas did not get damaged, the roof didn't get damaged, just my pride got damaged.
Oh, wow, yeah, that was that storm from last Tuesday, I guess, right? Because we heard about that. That was the day we were moving from Montevideo to Buenos Aires. And heard about this terrific snow. Not a lot of snow, though, but I guess 3 to 5 inches or something, and then some ice in the mix and a lot of high wind. I guess that's what did it for you, Hal. Phil, over to you.
Yeah, it's a shame, you know, to go through all that trouble, you know, setting it up, especially in this kind of weather, too. I'm sure it wasn't easy down and have to do it all over again. That's got to hurt. Spring, I can't wait, you know. It was so good. Like, the highlight of my week last week was Ed reported the spring training on Thursday and Yankees reported on Friday. And I'm thinking, warm weather, great. Over to you, Al.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I got a crew of five guys, and they put it up, and they're going to disassemble and put the new one up. They're waiting until a little further down, if the wind, you know, the weather, they got the clothes to get up there, there's no problem. It's just they want to make sure there's no ice on the roof or anything, and then they'll be able to get the whole thing done. They'll have it done within a day, and they got to put Kindorf underneath in the attic, you know, so it's going to be a very solid installation. This tower is, as I said, looks like an oil well.
Wow, big rig. That sounds great. You have a lot of antennas on that tower. Go anywhere and you want that set of power. That's great. And I forget the height restrictions over there, the 100 feet or 50 or up. I just can't remember what it might be. So, it sounds very good. So you got it on all set now. We hopefully won't have any more of these bad winter storms like that. I don't know if there were any power. I heard of power outages out in Suffolk, but I guess NASA was pretty good with the power. We didn't lose any power up in Bayville, from what I understood. Everything was fine with the heat and everything like that, so that's good. Back over to you, Phil. Just crossing the Suffolk County now at the 49 area.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there were only scattered power outages. Nothing really to talk right home about, thankfully. Just been cold. That's it, you know. Everybody's getting those big heating bills, unfortunately. Other reason, wait until hopefully better. Spring starts coming soon. Actually, we're getting into the time of year now. When we get snow, it should melt. It shouldn't hang around. Hopefully, after this week, next week, start getting more towards a normal weather pattern. Over to you, Hal.
Go ahead, pick it up, Al, and I'll take it after you, W2SCT Mobile.
He's in. Yeah, I just had to take care of something real fast outside to switch an antenna. Yeah, well, hopefully a warm-up. Gentlemen, I'm going to get in. I got to wait. They should make the call and say they're on their way. I will be back later. And, well, I'll tell you, yeah, this new antenna system should be very good. But I got to get it up. The high tower lasted through the storm. It didn't even move, nothing. It's just the tripod is the one they had a problem with.
B2YSK. Hi, Jay, recognize. Good morning. I'll turn it to you, and then you can turn over to Phil. So, very good, Al. So that's good. You get that all set up and be in good shape. And I'm just coming up to exit 50, Jay, so welcome back. I hope you had a good week. Enjoyed going into the city a couple of times. Wonder how that show was. The Tonight Show, right? David Letterman. That we had a great trip. I'll tell you more about it, Jay. Everything went well. We are lucky that we got in and out and back without any delays. You know, just storms and it was good. So over to you, Jay. W2SET Mobile.
Here, Phil. Good morning. I did try to throw my call out before, but Phil was a little quick on the response. So I couldn't get through, and Al came in. So I waited, and hope you had a good time down there. Yeah, it was really cold up here, as Bill was saying. I had one pipe froze briefly. and it thawed out relatively quickly. But it's the first time I've ever had a pipe freeze this house, and we've had cold temperatures before. So I don't know, that was very strange. But
since you're already out here, Peter,
I'm just getting on right into 51. It comes back to you, and let me pass it over to Ben.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Sorry about that. I usually try to leave some space. I guess I'm just a little too fast this morning. Hope you had a good vacation. I know my wife did. Complained this morning how it felt like it was only a day. I told her, you know, go to work. You'll be off in another 2 weeks anyway. Over to you, Pete.
Go ahead, Alan. I'll pick up after you.
Pete, Cal said he'll be back in a little while.
I don't know if he's not here yet, but he sent it out, so I'll just pick it up and turn it over to you, Jay. And, yeah, maybe it just needs a little more insulation. LIE is fine. It's, I'm at an exit 51 now, and as you're getting on, it's a little sluggish, but the roads are fine. The roads are very good. I feel a little wind picking up and pulling up my car. And, yeah, we had a great time, and a very beautiful, very European-style streets down there, a lot of European influence, especially in Buenos Aires, but, Montevideo as well, and took a nice interest towards each city. And, people very friendly, though, very friendly, nice people. And, I just wish we had more time because this is 3 days. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and Monday day on the Tuesday. Took a very nice ferry. Just 2.5 hours across the bay there and up the river. Went there, so it's nice to see a trip. And we had 5 days. Buenos Aires, but there's a lot to do, but we got the main things covered. And a really great restaurant, outside cafe. Sit outside and enjoy the food. I tried to bring it back to work out to take over to you.
Hey, thanks, Pete. I was listening to you on the input. It was a lot more clear since you're approaching the area where the switch has to take place. So you are crystal clear, because we're probably within half a mile of each other. And sounds like you had a great time. I don't know what to do down there other than sightseeing. There are a lot of beaches and, places to hang out. Just curious when it gets back to you. And Phil, not a problem. Sometimes I'm too quick on the draw, too. Why is your wife off in 2 weeks? I don't think Easter is for like another 35 days. I'm just curious. Phil, over to you.
It's just a little joke. I always kid. I said, you people that work for school, you're off every other week. There's something. Oh, there's always something every other week. If it's not a holiday, it's a professional day. I always kid her. You know, so take me right back, because I was just the opposite. Other than the main, the major holidays, that's it. But yeah, her next thing is the Easter vacation.
Yeah, I know, Phil. You're a teacher. I am in that little zone around X3, so I'm sure I'm getting a little smoky along, but whatever it is, very shortly. More areas. And you're not waiting long.
days on Pateo. It was very nice. It was right on the water, and Long Boulevard went along the water. There are very nice restaurants along the beach, and so that was very enjoyable. But, and they had a lot of clubs, Buenos Aires,
I have nothing to say right now. WUSCT Mobile KD2 CWZ.